Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
H-Town, I'm back.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show, Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill. Hey, he really came back on Friday. Really came back on Friday after just a devastating week.
Showed some fight.
Yeah, showed, what was it, 5 for 5 or 6 for 6?
5 for 5 on Friday.
5 for 5, yeah, came back, so maybe that starts off just...
It's the only green day we had last week on Best Bets.
Yeah, that was one right there. You just, I don't think you rewatched the film on that one. Throw that tape out. Just get on ready for on to Cincinnati, I guess, is where you go with that. But he's ready to get this week rolling and started right now. So be ready a little bit later on T-Mill's Best Bets. As you had a bad week. Can't always hit 80%.
We dust ourselves off. We get back up on that horse.
You like to avoid 30%, but yeah, can't always hit 80%.
Yeah, you lay down there, you bleed a while.
Then rub some dirt on it and go to work.
Lay down there, bleed a while, man. Get back up.
Dust yourself off and try again.
Yes, sir.
Dust yourself off and try again. Try again. Sorry, Elite. Nice,
pick yourself nice. Up and trying.
I didn't know that was the voice that was coming. But let's get you ready for tonight's matchup. But before that, a little injury note. Yesterday, it was thought, kind of conflicting reports from the general manager and the manager. The GM, Dana Brown, on the Astros flagship said that Alvarez, it looks good that he could get back here at least before the Rangers series. The captain, Joe Espada, however, the same day said Alvarez is able to grip a bat and could hit off a tee tomorrow, which would be today. Well, fast forward to today, fellas. According to the captain, Joe Espada, Yordan Alvarez, who is eligible to come off the injured list tomorrow, hit in the cages before today's game. According to a spotter, does that mean he hit like off the tee, or did he hit like I'm assuming when I hear hit cages, like he saw some kind of pitching. I would imagine this is more than off the tee. Maybe I shouldn't guess, but this is more than off the tee. But he is eligible to come off tomorrow, so he's hitting in the cages. That feels like a good sign. Maybe somewhere in the middle of where they were yesterday. So.
I tell you what.
It's hard trying to keep up with.
I mean, just keeping up. As I said earlier, man, the one thing we know, it ain't on Dusty. I mean, this wasn't on Dusty. This is a Dana Brown issue. Whoever the manager is going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, he's able to grip a bat yesterday, but he hit in the cages. So, potentially, Yordan gets back soon. So, that's the latest on Yordan Alvarez. And I'll be quite frank, I don't know what the hell this means. I mean, he hit in the cages. Who knows? There could have been a T in the cages that he was hitting off of.
Soft toss,
I'm going to say. Maybe, who knows? But hopefully he is closer to getting back for the Astros. But tonight, they will take on the Royals. Michael Wacha, who has had pretty good outings his last two times out. And then Ryan Gusto returns to the starting rotation as they're going to go a six-man rotation coming up today. The lineup is out, and the big news in that, Clint, the lineup that is out, that means Altuve has returned. He had missed the last two games of that Red Series when he came out early with a tightness in his hamstring. He is now not just playing, but back in the field as well. Pena will lead off at short. Altuve back at second base tonight in that two spot. Paredes bat third. Walker, who has started to get hot here of late, he is at first base. Yainer Diaz is catching tonight. He is starting to swing the bat better. They're putting Caratini in as the DH, which to me makes an interesting deal here. If Altuve's coming back with tightness in the hamstring, they could have lightened the load and put him at DH, but no, they're putting him in the field, which kind of lets you know they feel pretty good about him. Myers in center, Zach DiCenzo. These nuts. He is in left field, and then Cam Smith is in right field bat ninth. So, a big series to try to continue what they've done. You want to just kind of win series at this point, winning a series against the Reds. And they have, until they lost the last two games against the Red Sox, one of the hottest teams in the American League. They had won seven in a row prior to dropping those last two against the Red Sox. So a big series against a pretty good team for the Astros.
Yeah, big series. Ron, I think the Altuve thing shouldn't be minimized, right? The fact that there was some hamstring tightness, man. And when you hear hamstring, you get nervous, especially with a twitchy player that runs the way Altuve does and has played left field and been asked to cover more ground out there. And, the fact that the minute he comes back, to your point, he's back in the field. They very easily could have made him the DH, but he's back in the field. So it appears that there's minimal concern about Altuve's hamstring. It would be a crying ass shame if you lose Altuve and Alvarez in about a 10-day span for any extended amount of time. So the fact that he is in the field and he's playing, assuming that this is coming at the trainer's direction and not Dana Brown's, hopefully that means we're all good.
What the hell's on television right now?
I don't know what's going on, man.
I'm sorry.
I missed it. Was it laundry football or something?
No, we're in a game show where there are a bunch of pasta noodles on a table, and this young lady is in a...
Y'all are not on ESPN.
...mid-squat position, and she's got a tiny stick in her mouth, and she's having to get all what kind of pasta is that? All the pasta noodles on this stick.
I'm interested.
And she is down to the last one.
That is a straw. That is a spaghetti noodle, the long, straight, skinny one.
And they would have been rough.
She's got six or seven of the.
There's no way she's getting this last one in the next 8 seconds. There's all it's on the ground.
She dropped it off. This is some kind of love game too, like Gazilla, the little rose at the top.
Oh, I see it, man. She was nice with that thing. I don't know what is on the television, but that just took me out, almost like Kelly Clarkson did Clint that one time.
Yeah.
There, saw that.
Dropped some LBs, man.
Yes, she did. But no, this will be a fun series. By the way, people testing it, no, I am not. I'm not making any bets. The wife yesterday...
He's not allowed.
Mother's Day said, hey, let's not make any crazy bets. Because generally when I do make bets, it's generally an appearance thing or something stupid. I've eaten raw egg, rotten eggs. I've done a lot of stupid things. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's been, it's, spent some time, and then I had to dye my hair blonde. And she's not about that anymore. So yeah. no bets. No bets. Yeah, sorry about that. I will be out there Tuesday and Wednesday, but no bets. No bets. So we'll see what they're able to do tonight.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, we'll talk more about the draft lottery, which comes up tonight, and the Astros are the Rockets are absolutely in the middle of that. But something else that they are potentially in the middle of this morning, Sham Sharania of ESPN, their NBA insider, said that Giannis is willing to explore best fits for the first time outside of Milwaukee. And when you kind of hear that, Clint, especially in the NBA, that generally means the cat's going to be on the move. Generally, you don't really hear that unless they are dead set. There's been conversations had. And I believe from everything we hear, Clint, that the Bucks and Giannis are in a good place. It's not a negative thing. I just think we're in a place where he's 30 years old. He's got 2 years left on his deal. And, you know, maybe it's time that they part ways, because they've done everything they could to try to add something around him. But now they have probably run out of ammunition to do something to be able to add a championship team around him, especially now that Damian Lillard is going to be out for the season again. But, Clint, it looks like the Rockets could be at the top of the list, and our guy Brandon Scott has said this for a good year. Anytime there is a big-time free agent available, because all of the assets that the Rockets have in picks and young players, they're always going to be at the top of the list. And Giannis is a name we've heard from the Rockets a lot. And they could be, now that we hear it official, that he is looking at other options outside of Milwaukee. We're talking to the boss earlier in prep. He said he doesn't like the fit for Giannis here. 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. How do you feel about the fit with Giannis here in Houston?
Well, I mean, the fit is interesting, because you get a chance to get a guy like this, you the fit is around him, not him fitting in somewhere. So, you know, but I do understand the point. I do understand, like, you don't solve any of your problem issues. You don't solve any, I mean, your shooting issues.
Shooting issues.
I mean, you can argue you make them worse by making another predominant ball handler. But, I mean, obviously he can do other things to get buckets. I'm just saying you don't have the necessary pieces around him, unless there's certain players that develop in a major way. I'm in Thompson. Assume you don't have to use him in a trade to get Giannis, Reed, Shepherd, you know, that kind of deal, and hoping that Jalen Green is a better spot up shooter than he is a ball handler. So I see where the fit could be a little bit, you know, not concerning is not the right word, but a little bit trivial of like, hey, yeah, a little bit of a challenge to go, okay, well, where do you go from there? You clearly got a great player, but what does it do to your team? And then how do you build around him? I understand that.
Yeah, to me, if you got a top three player in the league that has won a championship and won MVPs and still in his prime, that is a terror defensively, yeah, and is a freak show of can do everything at that size, damn it, I believe you find a fit. I just think if it's Giannis, and we've talked about this, I think it just changes. You got to make more changes with the team, right? He can fit. You just got to, like, you're probably going to have to give up maybe somebody big in that, not some, maybe. You're going to have to give up somebody big in that core, and you're going to have to add shooting.
Yeah.
More shooting, and maybe Reed Shepherd's one of them, but you're going to have to add shooting, because you don't want to have Giannis, Amen Thompson out there together. Hell, that's two guys that can't shoot, right? And you got to have to add big shooting around.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's interesting that the Giannis route is totally different than, say, the KD route. You give up more, you completely change kind of that. You don't only break up the young core, you break up the identity of your team, at least on the offensive end of the floor. So we'll see. I just love the conversations around the Rockets, whether it's Giannis, whether it's Kevin Durant, regardless of who it is, man. I love the thought of, hey, man, we're going to swing big here.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Michael Jordan, not the actor from centers, but Michael Jordan, Jeffrey Jordan, the basketball player, one of the greatest players in the history of the game, one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen. Clint, as we know, NBC is getting the NBA next year, and he is going to join the NBA coverage as a special contributor. NBC announced Monday that the Hall of Famer Michael Jordan will be a special contributor to its NBA coverage beginning this fall. Jordan made the announcement via video at NBC's Upfront on Monday, with the network following an announcement on social media. The legendary addition to our team. We're thrilled to welcome Michael Jordan as a special contributor on the NBA on NBC and Peacock. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. I don't know how good Michael Jordan is going to be. I've got to see the role. I don't look at Michael Jordan as like just as a commentator or a talker. That doesn't. Obviously, he knows the game as well as anybody. But
the roof is the ceiling. That's all I can think of.
I just wonder. It's just like Rob Gronkowski. Like, how are they going to use Jordan? But I know the first thing I would like to see. I will be locked and loaded for the Michael Jordan, LeBron James sit down one on one, the way like Tom Brady has done with Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. Oh, I will be locked and loaded.
That is appointment
for the Michael Jordan sit down with LeBron James.
I mean, you're already sit locked and loaded. It don't matter if Tyler sits down with LeBron.
No. That's not true.
I'd love to.
It's not just anybody. All right, Pat McAfee. That was nice. But
MJ a little different.
Michael Jordan? Oh, yeah. God. I just want to know the dynamic, because I think Jordan would immediately start to get competitive for no reason in the interview.
Sure. Absolutely.
Right.
He took that personally.
Like start challenging him in the interview. Like, I don't know if they'll play a game, but they start challenging LeBron right in the middle of the interview.
They start playing one-on-one on the set hoop.
Like, to where at some point you could just get to a, man, come on, man, you know you ain't better than me. Like, or I would have killed you. Yeah, I'd have given it to you. And this is exactly, I've thought, like, I feel like Mike's thought over the years is exactly what I would have done if LeBron was on. And that might carry out in the interview. That might. I mean, I would be ready to go for that. All right, coming up. As we said, a big night for the Rockets with the draft lottery. They have a 4% chance, just under 4% chance, to get the big prize, which is Cooper Flagg. That's what the Rockets want, right? I believe so. We'll discuss.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That coming up next.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Now listen, I do want to get to the draft lottery tonight. It's a big, big, big night for the Rockets. They've got a 3.8% chance of getting the number one pick. Whatever it is, you know, they could either walk away with the biggest prize, and Hakeem Olajuwon could be sitting there with whoever it is there. I don't know if it's the commissioner or the assistant, whatever, and sitting there with the number one pick and knowing that Cooper Flagg will be coming to Houston. And whatever moves that means off of that, or they can add just to more assets for their ability to make moves and trades. It's a big night. But I do want to, like, listen, it is, for me, the biggest choice for me is Devin Booker. I think Devin Booker, to me, would be, he's 28 years old, fits closer to the age. He's a guy that can shoot and can get his own shots and is not afraid of the moment. This is a real star in the league that I think if you got him with most of that core, you are an immediate championship contender. But we got to reel it in on the Giannis. Like my man here, man, I don't like the potential fit or potential trade for Giannis. He needs shooters around him. We would be at square one here. I don't. First off, yes, you would like more shooters, but damn it, if you just swapped him out for Şengün, damn it, you'd still be playing right now. And Şengün would bet you'd still be playing right now against the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's one point. Two, when you get a Giannis and you have the resources that the Rockets have. See, they're not a situation where they get Giannis and they can't do anything else because they're strapped. No, the Rockets would still be able to get shooters. You'd have to change some things. They'd still be able to get shooters. But this is a top three player in the sport that may be the best two-way player in all of basketball. Right? So let's it wouldn't be like, oh, damn, no. You should be through the roof and excited and be a championship contender if you got him. You would just have to tweak things more if you got other. Like, this is, like, he's, like, Giannis is better than any of the other players we're talking about.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure
in a vacuum, he's a better player than anybody that we're talking about. But is he the better player for the Rockets given how they've created this identity, this culture, this they built the roster, as you mentioned earlier, two or three, however you want to couch it, through eight or nine.
I would argue, you know, he fits the culture stuff more than any of the other guys.
Yeah. I agree with that. I agree with that. But it's you know, as you said, I mean, you're going to have to, if you go the Giannis route, it's beyond just acquiring a really, really good player. It is changing some things significantly from a roster standpoint. You can't have a bunch of defensive-minded guys that can't shoot a damn lick around Giannis, or you're going to have some of the similar problems that you had this year. So, you know, it's just what direction do they want to take?
Yeah, it would just be some more moves made. But hey, Giannis and Amen Thompson, that defense and rebounding and athleticism, That is like that is nuts to go along. You keep Fred. Hey, that is nuts. But the big opportunity that we'll be watching and paying attention to and be talking about tomorrow is the Rockets' opportunity to win the right to draft Cooper Flagg. And listen, obviously, you want to have every, you know, opportunity and resource in your back pocket to be able to make a move and get and do whatever you want. Keep a Cooper Flagg who has been thought of as one of the highest rated prospects in the last 20 plus years, or just at least have another asset to have Cooper Flagg. So you want that, but I do just, I look at the Rockets and I think, boy, they are close right now. And they are, you know, really, to me, a big-time player away from making that move. And I wonder, making that move to be a championship contender, and I wonder if Cooper Flagg, getting the rights to get Cooper Flagg, slows that down some. Because I do understand, if you win this tonight, you're drafting Cooper Flagg, right? I think there's too much potential for him to be a great player for you not to do that. But I do look at that and I think, man, that may slow down the thought of, man, we could go and get it right now, because I don't know how much they're thinking, all right, we're going to go get a Kevin Durant. Or we're going to go get a Giannis if they add Cooper Flagg.
I would hate to think that the Rockets would look at where they're at right now and say Cooper Flagg solves all our problems and gives us the best chance to make a run at a title. To me, what it would do, if you go get Cooper Flagg, one, you're living right because you had less than a 4% chance and you got it. So that's a good sign. But to me, it opens up the pieces that you can then afford to trade. You know, is Amen Thompson all of a sudden, is he more tradable than we originally thought? You know, obviously we know what we feel about Jalen Green. So really, to me, it would be an Amen Thompson game is because you get in a player that I think fits the identity of the Rockets really, really well with the hustle, the Johnny Hustle approach, the defense, and he needs to be developed, obviously, which we got a few of those on the squad as well. So, but does he free up more pieces that of value that the Rockets can then afford to trade, given Cooper Flagg is now in the building? So I would look at it as it would free them up to maybe make different moves versus hamstring them, or even make them think that Cooper Flagg addition is the one that
you don't see, because this is my concern. You don't see them thinking, all right, now we add Cooper Flagg, and now like we got Cooper, we got Shingun, we got Amen Thompson, we got Jalen Green. They can all play on the floor together. You know, like that's my concern. And I'll be honest with you, and Ocho, me and him going back and forth on the text line about this, but we do agree. Like, I know how Cooper Flagg is talked about, and I know you are in a similar vein probably. I don't know that Cooper Flagg's about to be Ant Edwards. Or about to be Luka, or about, like, when I say those guys, like guys that are changing franchises. I think he's got a chance to be. He's got all the tools to be that, and he's got a chance. I didn't watch him at Duke and think that is going to be a guy that's Cade Cunningham that's going to take things over, and you could be your lead guy to win a championship.
Well, I mean, again, that's why to me it is if you do win the lottery and you get the opportunity, you draft him. And that changes absolutely nothing about what your intentions were in terms of going and getting a lock, stock, and barrel superstar in this league. You bring them in here. Now you got a chance to win right now because you added the piece to your squad. And now he can develop as a secondary player or as a third player on a team and not have to be the pillar that you build around. To me, the Cooper Flagg thing would be absolutely beautiful. To me, it would be a piece that would give them the flexibility to do more, not necessarily hamstring them. But I do see what you're talking about, and that scares the hell out of me.
See, these last two texts, they scared me. Black Greg scaring the hell out of me. Cooper Flagg really is the answer to all our problems. Flagg for Brooks makes you a championship team. Like flag in for Dylan Brooks. Like that being the move, or the next one that came in. The Rockets are going to base the OKC route. But they got to find their SGA. And that's my thing is, do they think he is their SGA? That maybe Cooper Flagg is their SGA. I can understand why they get that. But if that is the case, even those things are the case, what Black Greg said about him coming in for Brooks, I don't think it makes you a championship contender next year. Immediately.
I think
maybe down the line.
You got a bunch of guys that you'd have to just, you got to pray that they all develop at the same pace.
And one of them shoots past.
One of them becomes SGA.
SGA. Yeah.
MVP candidate.
Yeah. All right, coming up is we'll get you ready for a little best bets. T-Mill's going to make some money, baby. Here we go. He was 5 for 5 on Friday. He's going to continue that. That 5 for 5 rose him to 46% on on the week. 5 for 5, 100% rose to 46%. He is going to crush it tonight. So stay tuned. A little best bets. We'll get you ready for the fellas coming up behind us, Texans All Access, and we'll look at not only the Texans, but the Texans core. Are they ready to take control of this team the way it's set up? We'll discuss that coming up.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. As we'll get you ready, the Astros, they take on the Royals coming up here in a bit. We'll see if they can hang on and try to win another series.
It's the last chance, man. You gonna make a bet?
Oh, man, it's Mother's Day, man. You can't go against Mother's Day.
Oh, that was yesterday.
Hands are tied. I made it yesterday. It extends through the 3 days.
Still got time, man.
What if for Father's Day you want to make a bet?
Ooh.
Well, Father's Day's next month. Like, you mean to make it early?
Yeah, but the Royals are in town now.
Yeah, I know it. Listen, guys, hands are tied. Hey, listen. This ain't something.
Nothing I can do.
It ain't something I want. Right, hands are tied, man.
It has been written.
It's your hair.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't have been hair this time.
You do like a tattoo.
Hey, the only more permanent than hair is tattoo.
That would not be the first time I have put a tattoo on the line.
Ooh, I like that out of you.
Yep. Orlando Scandrick.
I've never bet on a tattoo.
AKA Lando. I said, you remember that crazy Monday night game between the Rams and the Chiefs?
Oh, yeah.
Where they
I was in Disney World.
It was like 50 to 40 something. And they went crazy. Peters had just gotten traded to the Rams. And shocker, he's like my dude, my favorite player. He got traded over there. And Orlando Scandrick was, I called him Scrap Heap. They found him late. Scrap Heap Scandrick. And, AKA Lando. And everybody would point to me, oh, he's better. I said, all right. If Lando has a better game, I said, we can just simply make it easy and go to Pro Football Focus. If Orlando Scandrick has a better game, I will tattoo Lando across. I will cover the show that I have on my cap. I will cover it with Lando.
Let's do it.
He got beat. 3 straight touchdowns right off the bat of the game.
So you knew your show tattoo was pretty safe.
I just said, just don't blow it. Then Peter's got a pick, and I think it was like he had 30 yards against him in the game. Scandrick gave up 3 touchdowns. Oh, fuck it. I was a little nervous though, a little bit mad.
It will not be a good night.
The way Mahomes was getting hot, I thought he might target him. But yeah, so I've had a tattoo on the line. I have
the tattoo is still there, so you must have fared pretty well. So I did. Do it again, man.
No. Well, can't do it. No. Hands are tied. I would have put it on there.
I'll come up with something.
Yeah. I'd have had Orbit tattooed right on right on my ass if they lost. But hands are tied. Hands are tied.
That's disrespectful to that green alien.
Megan's favorite.
We can see it.
Megan's favorite.
You're damn right.
Get the green coloring and everything. That was on my mind.
At least he hadn't sent her videos shirtless.
But again, couldn't do it. You'd rather that one shirtless. But no, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, they will discuss. There was thoughts that the Texans would be the game against the Chargers in Brazil. That isn't happening. The Chiefs are playing the Chargers in Brazil the second or that Friday as the season opens. They'll discuss that. And potentially other looks at what the schedule could look like. Area 45 coming up behind them. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago. Stay tuned for that. And T-Mill's Best Bets. 5 for 5 on Friday. We won't talk about the rest of the week, but 5 for 5 on Friday. And he is ready to have a big, big week. That comes up here in a couple of minutes as we move through towards the end of the show here. All right, Clint. I was listening to Nico Collins. He was doing a camp over the weekend. I was listening to Nico Collins talk about kind of his steps. He's like, hey, they asked him about the new guys, and he said, hey, man, we got a lot of new receivers, and I've got to push them. I've got to take my leadership to the next level. And immediately it made me wonder, wow, when you start to look at this team, as they're rolling in year 3 of this thing, Clint, they've cleared the way. And now those young guys in that core, the Nicos, the CJs, the Will Anderson, the Stingleys, the Petries, it is time for them to take over this thing. Are you confident that those young group of guys are ready to kind of take the lead and make this their team?
Well, the phrasing you use matters here, because when you say team, I think the answer is absolutely yes. If you talk specifically on the defensive side of the football, I think the answer is absolutely yes. When I look at this offense, I've said it before and nothing's changed since I've said it multiple times. The biggest issue that I see with this team right now is leadership. You've got you've got to have guys that when the going gets tough, they have the ability to put their foot in somebody's ass. They have the ability to apply pressure, and people want to respond in a way of you know, raising their performance. I've said it a million times. Look, I think C.J. Stroud's, I'll be your friend, I'll pray for you, is fine. But there's going to come a time when you need a different, you need a different level there, when you need a little something else there. Nico Collins, super quiet, straight grinder. All he does is work and play. That'll work for a while, but there comes a time when you need a little something else in there. And offensively, Dalton Schultz is paid. He's a veteran. He's not the guy either. He just doesn't have it in him either. You know, I wonder, Nico.
He don't need to be leading nobody.
No, absolutely not. And Nico and CJ are the two that I believe the jury's still out. Do they have it in them or not? I don't think it's a boy, now it's just my turn to step up. I think it's either you've got it or you don't. And right now, those two guys have kind of, you know, they get by leading by example and being Mr. Nice Guy and saying the right things and buying in and being accountable. And the head coach anoints CJ and puts him in the huddle right next to him. At some point in time, they need to do more. We saw Joe Mixon because that's the one guy on the offensive side of the ball that gives me hope. We saw Joe Mixon, I think, two different times this season. In an indirect way, kind of call people out, you know, and you know, that's, you can't be scared to do those kind of things. And I just think the opportunity's there now with Laremy Tunsil being gone, with Shaq Mason being gone, with Steph Diggs being gone. There's definitely an opportunity there now. If C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins have any ounce of like, I'm talking leading the team, taking things over and grabbing the bull by the horns, this is the time to do it.
Yeah, and like I said, man, D'Amico, Nick Caserio, I don't think it's an accident that they have cleared the way and added veteran guys that I think have got no problem with those guys taking the bull by the horn, so to speak. Right? Like, last year, there was still a Tunsil, there was still Diggs. I think those are big, loud personalities. Not to say they had any problems with those guys, but those were some bigger personalities. Now, it is, yo, Joe Mixon gladly will let those guys take the lead without any issues. The other side, right? Like, Danielle Hunter is, to me, a more lead by example, you know, more quiet guy. Like, I don't think there's anybody, and I think Aziz as well, he's a leader on the team, but I don't think there's anybody that is going to try to get in the way of Will Anderson and Jalen Petrie, you know, taking the spots and the roles. You've been talking about that with Jalen Petrie since he was a rookie. Like, if they can allow this to be more of him, his team, and he could be more vocal and have the feel of it. So I think it has been a calculated thing for, hey, we're year three. It's now your team. Or this is not a – it is now your team. You guys been here 3-4 years. It's yours. It's your team. So I cannot wait to watch that to see how different that is. And that's a new and different responsibility that these guys got to have. Like you said, it's not just Nico just leading. No, man, you got to be the guy. You got to be over there verbally. You've got to take that next step.
Yeah, and I don't know if they do or they don't have it. We'll see what they do or don't have. I do think that the removal of Laremy Tunsil and the bringing in an offensive coordinator that appears to be, according to CJ, going to allow him to have more control, right? Your hands are really tied when you don't have a whole lot of control, when you're not the main communicator, when you're not dictating and you're not responsible for, instead you're just kind of a puppet out there. It's hard to take things over. And so, again, if he becomes this more vocal guy, coach on the field, extension of the staff, then I think it'll allow for the opportunity for him to take this thing over full go.
All right, let's get it. Let's get a little cash, baby. What you got, 5-6 bets tonight? Got a 5-piece?
I got a 5-piece for you,
a couple
yes.
of biscuits as well. All right, let's hear it. Let's see if he can make you a little cash tonight.
Especially if you're a Popeyes. Got to get the biscuit. No Double question. Up on them biscuits. Oh, looking for more what we did Friday, not Monday through Thursday last week. I got 5 baseball bets for you tonight. Yes, the Astros are included, so perk the ears up. Here are your 5 bets. First, I got the Detroit Tigers plus one run at minus 125 as they square off against Bregman's Red Sox tonight. Then I'm on the Chicago Cubs minus 1.5 at minus 120 odds as they host the Marlins this evening. Royals at Astros. That series gets set and going here in just a bit over at Daikin Park. I'm on the over in that game, over 8 runs at minus 115. And then 2 Astros player props I really like for you tonight. Young Cam Smith to get a hit, one single hit. I like that one. I got it at minus 145. You might be able to get better odds. And then the dude who has in some ways been carrying the Astro offense this season, Jeremy Pena, over 1.5 total bases at plus 120 this evening. Those are your 5 best bets. You fellas tell me if you love any or you hate any.
I love the Pena.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Many do.
Old Jer Bear.
Yeah. The strikeout pitch for Walk is more of a changeup, not as much of the slider away, so I like that. Cam Smith isn't bad. I don't like the Royals and Astros over 8. These are 2 offensively challenged teams that show some signs of life sometimes. And then I like the Tigers plus 1 versus the Red Sox. So
okay,
hopefully you make a little cash.
Hopefully.
This feels like...
Do you have any room?
It feels like a clean...
Yes. No, I don't.
This feels like 3-2 ball games this week.
It's I like, hope you're wrong tonight,
I know
at least.
It, man. First 2 games last time they played were 2-0, 2-0.
I would love a Green Day to start a week. That's for sure.
I would too for you as well. All right.
Should have had room for me.
Should have. Well, maybe. All right, Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, and then the best late night sports talk show in Houston, Area 45 follows. I am Ron, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. A lovely day. The Royals are playing the Astros this week. We're not making any bets at all in this house. Nobody's making any bets. Nobody's going to make
that's
any
That's not any
crazy.
Fun.
That's where the blind Nobody, tips.
They said, yeah. No, that we're all agreeing to this. No crazy bets. Nobody's hair is getting... No,
I thought we were going to run it back.
Shaving heads. None of that. Nope.
I'd put blonde hair on the table again. I'd risk it.
No risk it, no biscuit.
I'm not putting blonde hair on the table.
Damn.
Listen, I mean, sorry, man.
Is that my boy Ron?
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.